Moen Ashraf, that's a good day for you, 4 for 36, that's your season's best, you must be very pleased.
Yeah, I am, but more importantly, you know, we've got the opposition out for a very, very low score, 177, which, you know, we'd be very happy with. I think it was good that we came out after tea and kept the intent and we got our rewards, you know. I thought we bowled really well throughout the day with, you know, rewards at decent times, but we didn't get our full rewards. But then at the end, you know, we showed we had a good blast and we got the wicket.
A little burst after tea was something special, wasn't it? 2 and 2 from you. Azim got a wicket as well, and it was really Yorkshire on fire at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. But I think the things that you should look at are the things that we did before and the way we hit our areas before. And it's just keeping that intent up. I think later on in the day, it's a battle of concentration, and you can really win sessions like that and have periods of play like that if you stick to the game plan.
Lead of 179 overnight, Yorkshire lost 3 wickets in the evening session here. Still a healthy lead, isn't it? And yeah, you know, that pitch isn't getting any easier to bat on, is it?
Definitely. I mean, I definitely think bowling on it, there's a lot more in it than there was this morning. And even looking at it now with the new ball, they've obviously got the new ball and it's talking. And I think the main thing is that we just got to stick to our areas, and the areas that we bowled this morning, this afternoon, showed that, you know, we can get wickets at crucial intervals.
And there's a chance at one stage that Yorkshire might have just managed to restrict Essex to less than 163 and enforce the follow-on, but I understand from Dizzy that that was never going to be the case.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a very wise decision that we've gone to bat again, because this pitch is getting more and more difficult to bat on, and it's getting worse, so for batting anyway. So I think it was never in our minds to enforce the follow-on, I don't think.
And it's unwise in these situations, the County Chickens, but looking at Kent, they've capitulated really in Cardiff, 170 all out. Derbyshire have been rained off for much of the day, so everything's looking as if it's shaping up quite nicely.
Yeah, but 2 days of cricket can change everything, so I think we've just got to. I've said it all season, I said it to Chris Waters at Scarborough, we just got to worry about ourselves, and as long as we get our win, that's us up, and that's all we can do. I think just worry about ourselves and keep control of the controllables. That's all we can do.
Well played today.
Thank you very much.